visit works, and any of you who would be interested in going on a visit, I'm sure your QA reference centres would be happy for you to go. In fact, after I gave this talk last year, we did actually get somebody coming on our visit. We quite often invite the trainees to the visits, and the surgeons can invite them to their side of it, or you can become a member of a QA team and be an observer, and we'd be very pleased for that to happen. So it's quite a long day. We start off at 8:30. There's a patient journey where we get an invitation letter, and then the nurse goes around and says she can find the clinic. What did it tell you? Anything about the parking, how much it was going to cost, all of that sort of stressful stuff that if you're a patient you don't really want to be worried about. We do that and see whether we can find everywhere. We do an interval cancer review, so any interval cancers that have been diagnosed, we take those and the radiologists look through them. We do a screening office audit of all the processes going on in the screening office. The pathologist does a slide review, and the radiographer does a review of the quality of the films, which is the PGMI audit, to look at the quality of the films that are produced. All of that goes on. We then have a QA team pre-meeting where we look at all of the information that we've got in for the visit and discuss any areas that we want to pick up with the professional groups. We go to an MDT case review meeting where we've actually usually selected these difficult or discordant cases, often based on the ABS at BASO audit, and we ask them to talk about those cases and see whether we can see why, whether they have particular policies maybe that wouldn't be quite in line with the clinical guidelines. Often the discordant cases, there are usually very small numbers of them. Often they are, you know, patients who are really, really difficult, who've got comorbidity, where you've maybe had patient choice, which means that they've chosen to do things which are outside the standards. But we go through those, and that's usually a very interesting session. We then break up for professional discussions, and each of our team members goes and talks to, say, the surgeons or the radiographers or the pathologists on the basis of the pro forma and the data, and pick up any issues that we've found there. We then all meet together for a discussion over a sandwich lunch, looking at the recommendations that we might make from the visit on the basis of all the information we had before the visit and the professional discussions. The next thing we do is we actually give a feedback on the day to all of the staff from the screening unit so that they have a pretty good idea about what we've found. We have a data presentation showing whether they've met the standards, a verbal report by each QA team member, and that is to all of the screening staff. We try to get the chief executives and all the managers of the trust to those meetings because it's really useful. If when they get their report, they've actually heard it in context. We find it means that people actually do address the issues better. And then we have, finally, at the end of the day, we have a management meeting with the Trust, with the PCT commissioners, the SHAs invited, and the cancer networks, where, again, we discuss any issues that we found in the day. And if there are, say, investment required, then the commissioners are there. And we say, well, really, we really think that unless this is improved, unless this investment goes in, then this won't get better. And then key things that we do is we always pick up points of good practice as well as recommendations for things that need to be changed. And we send both the 3-month recommendations, so these are things that they have to address within 3 months, that goes out to everybody within a week, and then we send the final report out within 4 weeks of the visit, and any longer term recommendations are in there. But I would like to just emphasise that as part of the visit we do look at points of good practice, which when we then share across the region as well. So we're not just there to look at failures, we do actually find huge numbers of points of good practice when we do these visits, and we like to share those. And coming on a visit, you do actually pick up lots of good ideas about what you can do in your own unit, because you see what's going on in other places. So that's essentially the QA team visit program, and there are similar programs in each of